views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day today. It's getting a little warmer all over, hopefully, which is really nice. Even for my area down here in North Carolina, we got a lot of cold, a little unusual. So here we are today. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take phone calls at 800-930-2819. I've got some emails that have been coming in during the week I'm also going to get to. And we're going to talk a little bit, hopefully, about how those on the other side, in the common, kind of the common ways that they try to connect with us, get our attention. I've also got a few little exercises I'd like to share with you if we have time. So let's go ahead and get started. Last time we all met here, it was before the new year. It was before 2014. And I just wanted to kind of give one little intuitive insight into the coming year for everyone. 2012 was the big shift year. It was when, we'd had that accumulation of spiritual energy that kind of just came into the three dimension. It kind of like a big wave. It just flooded us all with spiritual energy. And then 2013, for many people, has been a year where that energy, that spiritual energy, started to integrate within their lives. And so when that happens, as positive as it is, there's always a little bit of disruption with that. Sometimes, for some people, it's a lot of disruption. It means the job they were doing no longer is the right job for them. A relationship no longer is serving their higher purpose, or they have a different higher purpose. Whatever in life was not supporting that spiritual energy, especially for spiritually minded people who have that more as a clear intent, started to kind of fall away in some way or have to change and transform in order to stay current. So for many people, 2013 has been a year of that kind of transformative disruption. Some, like I said, easier than others. 2014 is a year where my feeling is that clear intent is an open highway in this year. It's a year where we can make a lot of progress on an individual level, and then obviously going into the year on a collective level. But it's a year where a lot of the barriers that we've been feeling prior to 2012 are going to be really cleared away. I mean, 2012 really kind of brought in that energy to do that, but it always takes a little bit of time for that energy to integrate into our personal day-to-day lives. And so 2014, we're on that crest again where keep a clear intent of what you most want to manifest, what you most want to experience, and put your blinders on towards things that pull you away from that. Because if you can kind of maintain that focus this year, you're going to find that things are going to be manifesting in a much faster, easier way. And with that in mind, thank you, everybody, so much. Those who have bought my book, new book, You Are a Medium, that was released in early December, I so much appreciate it. It's been selling well. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about it. And so thank you again, everyone. And if you haven't read it, please check it out, You Are a Medium. You can find more about that and about me on my website, sherrydiller.com. All right. So, like I said, let's get to work here. I do want to start with a couple of emails because I've been getting them pretty steadily. And then I also had some emails that, you know, were actually from last show and even some from the show before. So let me jump into a couple of those and then we'll go to the phone and take some phone calls. All right. So this is from Susan. And a lot of these questions, the ones I pick out, actually can help a lot of people. What Susan writes is that she's a psychic, she's a medium, and she says that her issue is that she lives in a fairly conservative community, and she's a first grade teacher. When I tell people about my skill and my mission, they exhibit disbelief, change the subject, or think I'm crazy. I'd like to start a practice. How do I overcome disbelief and what do I charge? I've been doing readings for friends free of charge. Should I continue in this manner? What makes what I do credible? All right. So, Susan, you know, for a long time I worked as a psychic, a medium, and I worked a couple days a week at a treatment center for kids with all different types of disabilities. But anyway, let me just tune into your energy, tune into your situation. Let me see what your angels and guides want to communicate to you, and we'll go from there. All right. Well, one of the things I'm getting is that, you know, despite your feeling out of place and feeling, you know, that shock and disbelief, which I'm sure you are. I mean, I get that. I've been there many a time. You are right where you need to be, and you did choose to be someone who people trust, people know. You have a very good, solid kind of energy to you. People, I feel, gravitate towards you. You're not looked at as kind of, you know, kind of a fringe person who can't be, you know, is kind of loopy or whatever. Even in your conservative community, people are, you know, embracing you. And that's a wonderful thing. And that's why you're there. You know, sometimes people get placed in certain areas. I've got clients who feel like completely out of place when their jobs, they may be working corporations, all kinds of, you know, different things, financial institutions, living, you know, their family doesn't really believe anything of who they are and what they do. They may be psychic, medium. And yet, that's where the real work is. That's where the real agent of change is when there is someone in the midst of that energy who brings in something different, something new. And without you, trust me, you know, their options of knowing what this is about and anything related to this would be really minimal. So you're acting not only as someone who's bringing in this wonderful energy from spirit as a medium, but you're also acting as a change agent for people who, you know, this exposure will help to transform them and open themselves to maybe something that, again, they would have never come across. So good for you. Now, it may not feel that way, but on a soul level, you chose this. This is where you're meant to be, and you're doing a great job. You know, my feeling is that you don't need to charge into this right now. I feel that one of the things I would highly suggest, though, is that you do start to charge a fee to people who, you know, maybe a friend of a friend or something like that, and not continue too much giving away the service. And I'll tell you why. And I know it sounds like, you know, some people believe that, trust me, boy, have I been through this. Some people believe that if you charge for a spiritual service and somehow it negates it or makes it not spiritual. And that's simply not true. You know, one of the best reasons for charging a fee for psychic medium work is that it balances the energy, is that people will receive it better if they charge. If you giving money to you is just a giving of energy, and they will actually energetically open more, and they'll get more out of the session if they're engaged in it. It's not so much about the money. It's about the exchange of energy and the balancing. And it actually pulls them into the session in a way that is much more, they're much more present to it than if they're not. So I'm an advocate of charging, again, not because, you know, it's all about the money. It's not, but it is about the energy exchange. All right, we're going to have to take a break. I'd like to get into this a little bit more. I'm actually working on some things right now, writing about what to charge, how to charge. I would kind of look in your area, see if other people are doing this work, what they're charging. Some people like to begin this work on a sliding scale, which is always a good idea if you're not really sure what to charge. Honestly, you have to play with it a little bit. It's not always an easy, at least it wasn't for me. I tried all kinds of different ways. I do kind of a fee now, which, I don't know, seems to make it more simple and easy for me. But we do need to go to a break. We'll be right back. We'll continue with some questions, and I'll start taking phone calls. So we'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back with Intuit University, and today we are taking calls, 800-930-2819. I'm going to try to get into some material here about how the other side gets our attention. Always interesting stuff. And in the meantime, I'm also taking some emails that I've received answering questions that way, but I am going to get to the phone in just a moment. But I have to tell you, that last email did strike a little bit of a chord with me. So let me just go on just for another minute. And that is that, you know, one of the other questions that this reader, Susan, this listener asked is, what makes what I do credible? And she's talking about being a medium. And I actually received a very similar email this week, too, from someone who is in a similar situation, only she's feeling that people are coming to her or wanting a reading because it's kind of a party trick kind of thing. So let me kind of just say a couple things is that really to truly do this work, you're called into it. What that means is that in my world, I've always felt that spirit is the go-to for me, and that what makes it the work credible for me is that I feel that I've been directed from higher source wisdom and love to participate in life in this way. And that's something only you can know. No one can tell you that. No one can you know, kind of say yes or no, that's not true. Now, certainly people can reinforce that, but that's something that has to originate within your own heart. And so it's something to ask yourself. The other thing is that, you know, everybody makes mistakes in intuitive work, just like everyone makes mistakes in all work. You know, it's not unusual in any job, including scientists, doctors. In fact, a lot of scientists will tell you that they've kind of come into a lot of awareness through making mistakes. And it's not about perfection, this work. You don't have to prove yourself by accuracy. Now, with that said, obviously, this work is about accuracy. So I'm not denying that. But at the same time, you know, what makes you credible is also your intent, your commitment, your compassion, the way that you want to be of service, both to the spirit realm and also to people in the physical realm. And it's love, it's compassion, it's, you know, putting yourself out there in a way that can sometimes be really risky and feel uncomfortable. But please know that, you know, don't buy into some of the hype and standards that, you know, others would want to place on you about being, you know, you have to prove yourself with this or you're a sham or whatever. Know in your heart, if you're called into this, ask spirit to give you that stamp of approval. Don't ask the physical world. If spirit gives it to you, then the physical world will follow, but always start there. And, okay. I just wanted to say my little soapbox speech. Okay, I know I have to get to other stuff here, so I'm going to do that right now. I think I will take a call, and then I'll go back to email. So let's see. Is Daryl still on the line?
Yes, we have Daryl on the line.
Okay, great. Daryl, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, I just had a birthday, too. My birthday is January 4th, so it's always
happy birthday.
Good time to start
happy
the
late
year
birthday.
Out. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can I
what's
ask you my
on
question
your mind
now?
Today? Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. Well, like and actually, today? this is for Gary, by the way. This is, you know, and you know, I've sent
you
an email.
Oh, it's for Gary.
And I've started,
okay, got it.
I've changed
okay.
career. It's for us, but it's really to settle him down because I'm listening to you and, you know, I'm coming pretty intuitive. You know, I really get feelings about things and my feeling is that everything's going to work out. But Gary is just sort of on the edge about some things. And he said, well, why don't you ask Sherry? You know, I'd feel a lot better if she would confirm this, you know? So I've changed careers and, you know, and just there's been a lot of money issues going around. And, you know, unfortunately I had to, back in October, I missed a mortgage payment, you know, but that was only one payment. I'm actually starting to get caught up now, and everything's okay. And, you know, in mortgage companies, they call you and they threaten you and everything. And right. I've told Gary, I'm pretty sure everything's going to work out. You know, I'm with Mutual of Omaha and starting to make money and getting more and more clients. And so okay. I just wanted to confirm. Well, I told him I would just check with you just to make sure that everything is going to work out with us financially. It's been really tough, you know, but I do think that things are starting to improve, and I just wanted to get
all
your
right.
feeling.
Let's just check in real quick and see just financially how 2014 looks for you. All right, let's see.
And also, and make sure that there will be no problems with the mortgage.
Oh, the mortgage
specifically,
concern, right? Okay. Right. Oh, your mortgage. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's see. What we get there. You know, I really don't feel like there will. I don't know if you're asking about the payment for it or not, but in terms of missing the payment, you know, I really feel like, you know, obviously they're nervous that, you know, and they come off real strong, but, you know, I feel like your past record and, you know, your ability to kind of make up for that and catch up, I really would put that on the back burner. I really don't feel like that's
I do. I have.
Problems.
It was scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, you know, we're in a time, too, when that is not that unusual. You know, I mean, it's never fun, obviously, and they come off real strong because they want to kind of like really, you know, rattle you and all that, which they're good at. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have made up for that. I actually don't even feel it's on the docket anymore with in
okay,
terms of, you know, it's kind of past it, you. Yeah.
Right.
It just
and it won't, and it,
I'm
right.
sorry, go ahead.
And they won't even charge a late charge. That's the interesting thing about it. They just want the payment. They said
right.
charge
yeah,
late.
Well, that's
and
what I mean.
Gary,
I mean, I think that, you know, they want to work with you. You know, this has been a tough time for a lot of people with mortgages. So it's not like it used to be where, you know, it was all, you know, hell breaking loose if somebody did it. It's a lot. It's in a good way. It's a little gentler now. But yeah, I mean, I feel fine about that. Like you said, I do feel this is more of a building year for you, but I feel steady growth. I feel like, you know, like you said, your intuition, you know, that Daryl, that's one of the big changes in you right now, you know, because I know you've had a transformative past 2013. But the good thing, like I was saying at the beginning of the show about 2014 for you is that you are coming into this year and really trusting yourself stronger and your intuition and really listen to that and follow up on things. And you know, the other good thing is your health, your physical health is stronger and better too.
I feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot better. And that's going to make a huge difference in, you know, kind of being able to pursue what you need to for the financial end of things. But yeah, just let go of that right now. I really feel like it's going to be it's already kind of done over, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean with the mortgage. It's,
right.
It's okay. It's in a good
exactly.
place.
Exactly. And I told Gary, I said, my feeling is it's all going to work out. I've just got this good feeling about everything. I got this feeling that everything's going to work out. You know, and I'm trusting that, and I keep telling Gary that. He goes, well, I know you say that, but I just want to make sure, you know. And so I said, well, I'll just call her and answer the question. Right. But he really trusts your opinion, so.
That's nice of him. Well, give him my best. I'm going to have to go to a break right now.
Okay.
But thanks, Daryl, and charge.
Okay,
keep
thanks.
Going.
And we'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah, that's right. I'll
okay,
see
thank you,
you in a couple months. Okay, you take okay. care. All right, everyone. We are going to go to break in a minute. And then we'll get back to the emails, phone calls, and some of the things I want to talk about. Just real quick, in this little kind of short time we have, I want to talk about the way we can recognize when our loved ones are close. Most of the time we do, but sometimes we question it. And I just wanted to go through a few different signs that the common signs that they send us and the little ways that even though we know, just so that you can kind of really trust that, you know, you are connected and your loved ones are there with you. So when we come back, we'll do that again. Check out my website, sherriedillard.com. It's SHERRIEDILLARD. Please sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to be able to connect with you through that, which I don't really send out a lot of newsletters, so I won't bombard you, that's for sure. And also on Facebook too. And like I said at the beginning of the show, my book, You Are Medium, thank you so much, everyone who has been reading it and buying it. It's been doing pretty good, so that's a good thing. All right, so we will be back in just a moment.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Hello, everyone. You're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I think we'll start off this segment with a call. And who do you have there, Kristen?
We have Alcee on the line.
Alcee. Okay. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for calling and waiting. I appreciate that. What's on your mind today? What would you like me to look into for you?
Well, recently I have been hearing a lot of noises in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
They used to wake me up, and it's just very weird noises. And I asked them to please, you know, stop with my bedtime because it would just, I couldn't sleep. So that touched off at night, but I just want to know who or what is that.
Did you say that it did help when you asked?
Yes, it did help. Now it doesn't happen from 9:30.
Well,
all the way
good.
To the morning.
Oh, well, that's very good. Good for you, for no one to tell. That very good. You know, sometimes people don't realize they have that power. And I honestly, just that you put that out there and you asked that and they, you know, kind of adhere to what your request is a good sign. But let me just see who I'm getting. All right. Well, I clearly get two spirits. I get this isn't anyone that you would have known. I don't get this as a family member. I get a woman and a girl, a younger girl. I feel like it's the mother and the daughter. Yeah, they clearly are confused as to where they are. Let me just kind of get their attention and see if they can recognize me, and I want to talk to them. All right. You know what they're doing? They keep trying to find a door, is what they're telling me. They're trying to leave, and they're trying to find a door, but they can't open the door, is what they tell me. Like, we can't open the door, and so they're hearing that rattling. They're actually sweet. I don't feel like they're trying in any way to, like, you know, scare you or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think they're, I mean, I have fear because, you know, of course, there's a noise, what is it? But I don't think it's anything mean or evil, but I just, you know, wanted to know if there's somebody trying to tell me something, because obviously the whole banging.
Right. No, this is one of these things that is not a loved one message. No, this is more honestly, you can help them. I highly suggest that what you do is you go, you know, when you're, I don't know if you're home now or whenever you're home, but whatever higher power force you believe in, if that, whatever that may be, God, Archangel Michael, Mary, whoever, Buddha, whatever higher power you believe in, ask for that presence to be with you, to embody that. Just imagine that warmth, that love is with you. And then ask for an angel that these two would trust, that they would welcome, that they would want to go with. And usually an angel, people will, who are lost, they're lost spirits. They don't know what's going on. They will be happy that an angel comes for them, because they'll feel the love and the warmth. And they kind of feel your love and warmth, which is one reason they're with you, is because they actually feel safer with you. So recognize they're trying to get some help from you, is what they're trying to do. But go in your home, do that, put white light around yourself, and then ask for the presence of an angel who they would recognize to take them into the spirit realm, and then tell them to watch for them, just like you did when you asked them to be quiet. Say, okay, there's an angel that's coming for you. Go with her, because she's going to take you to a beautiful, wonderful place where you're going to feel really loved and warm. And they will go with her, and you will have done them a wonderful service, because, you know, being lost like they are, it's, to me, one of the worst things that can happen, because, you know what I mean? It's like at the in-between. They're not really here. They're not in this wonderful place. And so just know that you can act as a real wonderful guide for them and help them to go over.
Okay. And I have one last question. Sorry, I know you're running out of time. But do you see anything good coming for me?
Oh, that's what a question. Of course. There's always good coming to you, but let me see specifically. There's like these big, huge barrels of goodness, but let's see what they show up as. All right. You know, you've got a sweet spirit. You know that? You've got a really wonderful little angel guide with you, and she shows me that. She says, open your hands and ask for what you want. She says, part of it is you're not always sure what you want, you know? And you've got to kind of get a better sense of that for yourself. All right, let me just prompt her a little bit, though, and ask what, let me just look into the future. This is January, and see what we get here. All right, well, I feel really pretty good about, you know, you're pretty shy, you know? Which I'm glad you called, because you are a little shy, but I feel like one of the better things that's going to happen for you this year is going to have to do with people coming into your life, relationship energy, and it's going to be real supportive, and it's going to actually really good. That's really good stuff coming for you. I feel a significant relationship, friendship, more. But the good thing about it is just the feeling of connectedness and not feeling kind of at times alone, you know, I feel with you.
Yeah.
you know, like even when you're with people, sometimes it feels just like I can't get through that barrier. I feel alone. But that's one of the good things happening this year, is that you're going to find that that wall is going to dissolve and you're going to feel so much more connected. And I do feel a lot of, like I said, relationship, love, energy coming in. It's going to happen slow because you're not fully ready for it. It would almost scare you too much if it came in full charge.
Probably.
You know, yeah. So kind of just take it as the steps come. You know, people say hello, or people feel, you know, they engage in conversation, or you find, you know what I mean? Just the little things, follow them like breadcrumbs, because that's what your angels really want to bring you in this life, is incredible love, relationship love.
Yeah, you know, what's weird, I went to a mall one day, and this lady was in a wheelchair, and I was looking at a purse, and she was next to me. She saw them. Started talking about her sister that passed away. How random is that?
Interesting, huh? That's very interesting, isn't it? Yep. Well, yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying with these people, these two women. They recognize that in you, too, that you can help them. And that's one of the reasons they're there, is for your help. So, you know, this is probably going to continue to happen for you, because you are very, very spiritual. All right, my dear. You take care, and please keep those things in mind. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Common ways that loved ones get our attention. What are they? Well, one of a common way is dreams. Sometimes we, you know, they don't feel like dreams. They feel kind of like encounters. We have, you know, even for myself, who I connect with loved ones on the other side quite a bit with, obviously, with my work for others, in my own personal life, that's one of the ways they come in strong with me, is I'll dream of a loved one. And kind of, you know, you feel like you're actually with them. It's actually more of an encounter than a dream, but, you know, that's what we call it. Other ways, lights. You know, the spirit world has a incredible connection to electricity. You know, they're energy. We're energy. We're still energy. We have a physical covering, but we're energy. But once that physical covering goes, we're pure energy. And so things like lights flashing, the television going off and on, the doorbell ringing, your phone buzzing. I can tell you incredible stories I have had and heard about all kinds of phenomena when it comes to electricity. I won't go into all of them, but you probably have had a few, but it's them. That's what they're doing. And speaking of electricity, you know, sometimes even bigger appliances, you know, will go off. I had one client who had a clock, a grandfather clock, that would chime at kind of weird times. And it was always when she would be kind of thinking of a loved one, or her father who had passed over, the clock would chime, which is kind of not the easiest thing in spirit to do, but they did it. And speaking of clocks, that's another big one too, is clocks changing time, going to a different time, that kind of thing. Now, speaking of that, I've got a lot more of these, but I don't know if I have time. Let me see. Probably not. All right, let me finish up a couple of these, and then we'll go on break. And then I do want to get to one other email before we're done today. Alarm clocks going off, finding bird feathers. That's another really nice way. Animals, sometimes even stray animals we find have kind of a spirit has sent them to us. Scents. Have you ever smelt kind of the scent of a grandmother's perfume, or roses, or, you know, a cigar or something like that, or just the particular kind of scent of someone that you missed? They come in. Sometimes, actually, you can even feel their hand on your shoulder, or comforting you, or touching you, or, you know, kind of with you in a way that is just very visceral. You just know they're there, you know their presence. And sometimes it can be like a flashing light we can see. You know, like you almost in the corner of your eye, you can catch them kind of. And then you look, and of course it's not there, but trust it, it's there. And sometimes we actually literally see loved ones too. When I was young, that was one of the ways that I first kind of interacted with the spirit world was literally just kind of seeing them walking around or sitting in chairs. And, you know, sometimes they would see me, sometimes they wouldn't see me. And seeing them in mirrors, that was another big one, is, geez, I had a mirror. And I'd go and look at it, and there'd be someone's face staring back. And most of the time, I had no idea who that was. But anyway, we're going to come back in a moment, and I've got a couple more emails to get to, things to talk about, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Everybody, last segment here on Intuit University, and I want to get through a couple of emails for people. And again, feel free during the week to send me an email if you got a question. I'll get to it during the show. sgd7777@yahoo.com, and I'll do my best to get to it. All right, I've got a bunch of them, so I'm gonna have to go quick here. Let me begin with Paul, who sent me something. He read the book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, which is my book about working with Mary. If you would like to read that, please do. I loved writing it. I love working with Mary. Not as a religious kind of icon, but more as Mary, the energy, the spirit, the divine feminine energy. But yeah, Paul, I won't read the whole email, but he wants to know what the angels want to tell him about books, writing books, and if that would maybe make enough income to provide living expenses for him and his wife. He had a stroke and he's got to get back to work. And because of the stroke, he can't speak as clearly. And so he's a little wondering about and feels Mary has led him and wants him to write. So let's see what we get with Paul here on the books. All right, Paul. Well, Mary is certainly with you, guiding you. One of the things that she's showing me is that You know, it's kind of interesting that the stroke affected your speech, because it was almost like one of those divine messages that said, okay, that's not where your energy is going anymore in speaking, in terms of, you know, as a minister, I'm sure, obviously, you had to speak quite a bit. It was divine direction in a way to focus you in writing more. I do feel like there will be other work activity along with writing, I should say. Although I feel a fair amount of time devoted to writing, I hope you are writing. And when I mean writing, I mean everyday writing, because I feel like there's a lot of writing that needs to happen. And it can happen kind of quickly, even. Just trust what's flowing through you. At the same time, I'm feeling that, like I said earlier, I do feel another venture coming for you. Along with the writing, and let me just tune into that a little bit better. You know, it's interesting. You were a minister, but actually, you know, you actually have a really good business sense, I get. I do feel a business coming for you. I know you asked about a business with your daughter. I do feel good about that, but I actually feel another business coming for you too, where you're going to be working with people. I'm not sure exactly. Let me see what you're doing with them. I feel like you're, I don't know. I don't know if you have a business background or not. I guess you don't, but I have to tell you, you're instructing. I know that you're not able to speak a lot, but you may actually be one-on-one tutoring or teaching or helping people to figure things out. You know, kind of someone who even works for an agency that, you know, can kind of map out, information for others to kind of help them, almost like social services, actually. So what I'm seeing could have to do with the work that you're wanting to do with your daughter. But it feels busy. It feels good. I feel like just getting the writing going is going to kind of open up some other things for you. I do feel a very busy time coming for you, too, I should say. I think that, you know, the ball's going to just start rolling. But definitely write, because it's going to free up the energy to come through about what to write and how to write it. But I would also say go into the business venture, because I'm feeling good, actually, real good about that, too. But, yeah, a lot of activity coming, but you're, like I said, you know, you're being guided with all of this, and definitely writing is where you need to be. All right. I do also want to quickly, let's see, we've got a letter, email here from Barbara about the new year and finances for her. So let me just quickly see. I know it's a question for everybody, but let's just see with Barbara what we get. Well, Barbara, I have to tell you that I feel like it's not been easy. I feel like there's been some issues in 2013 with that. I feel your husband or partner, I'm feeling good about him into 2014 with work, in terms of things opening up, and for you too, although I'm feeling it a little stronger in the second part of the year, or after the winter into the spring. And I feel like it's going to be a new job for you. So keep attuned for that, because, you know, I don't know. I feel like you've had to, there's definitely been some more kind of ups and downs for you in 2013. I'm feeling like the groundedness of that is probably not going to come until late winter into the spring. But you should know that it is coming. It is on its way. And so, you know, just be alert to that new energy coming in. Okay, I am rushing through these things. Let's get to Paula here. All right, Paula, I like your question. What are your thoughts on the reason I've been seeing the numbers 111 or 1111 all the time, like at least once a day? This has been happening to me and Mike as well. We always look at the clock at 111, 1111, sometimes 333 or 222, but always the same numbers, and it's usually the one happens all the time. All right. You know how many people ask this question? A lot of people. And I'll tell you why. It's because it's the angelic number. It's the number of invitation into the angelic realm. When you see 1111 or any repeating ones, it's kind of the pillars of energy that are inviting you into the angels, this beautiful celestial gateway. And it's like I said, you know, when I was talking earlier about to one of the emails about being called into work in terms of this kind of work, this kind of life, a more spiritual life, we're kind of invited into this life and then we're embraced. And seeing 1111 is your invitation. And it's also the angelic embrace that says you're in this energy now. So good for you. Congratulations. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to happen. And live it up, because, you know, it's one of those things that we can't manufacture. We're either invited in or we're, you know, we're still waiting for the invitation. So good for you. All right. Whoops. Let me see. What do we got here? Oh, man, we're almost out of time again. All right, everybody. Well, I didn't get too far in what I was going to talk about, but I'm so thrilled that I've gotten the emails and the callers today. And 2 weeks from today, I again will be here taking calls and also taking emails during the week. Feel free to send me an email. Please check out my books, Discover Your Psychic Type. I got the email, I think, from Paul, who had read The Miracle Worker's Handbook. That's the book about working with Mary, the seven steps of her path, which I loved writing. I love working with Mary. Love and Intuition, about using your intuition in relationships. And then the book I've just released in early December, You Are a Medium. I would love it if you would read it. Let me know your thoughts. And you can get that on Amazon. Llewellyn is the publisher. You can get it on their website as well. If you would like a signed copy, please send me an email. Let me know. And I can get that out to you too. And that book, of course, is about your own ability to connect with the other side, and some stories of sessions of how not only do we connect, but how we influence the other side, how our, the challenges we have on a day-to-day basis, the ups and downs, all of that, our ability to focus, to get through that, to act with compassion and love, and to overcome some of our adversity, is powerful lessons for our loved ones on the other side who may have had similar lessons they kind of vicariously learned through us. And that's in all things, you know, psychic work included. It's funny how, you know, sometimes people on the other side who poo-pooed this are learning through us who are psychic more about it. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. I can't wait to be back here in 2 weeks, and it's warming up. So everybody have a great week. Take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.